on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by All West Fire and Security, Pure Solar, Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Home Safety, Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Builders Wholesale, Call Tex, Foxworth Galbraith, and Dignity Health. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to hammer time, you know. Okay, listeners, my wingman is not here. I'm shouting and singing at the top of my lungs by myself. Well, I'm not really by myself. I have a fantastic old guest with me this morning. But again, I'm wingman-less. I swear he's now used all my fingers and toes, and I don't know how I'm going to count his absences. I'm going to have to get an abacus, I think. But anyway, it's time for Hammer Time. We're rolling through the airwaves. As I said, we have a wonderful, terrific show for you this morning. We're halfway through February. Oh, my gosh, only two more weeks, and then we roar into March. Spring is going to be early. That's what the Mr. What the what's his name? Punxsutawney Phil, the little groundhog dude that we've got an early spring. So all is good on the weather front, I think, except for this rain and snow blizzard stuff. I'm ready to pull out my flip-flops. So I will take us to break because, again, I am wingman-less. I tell ya, good help is hard to find. That's all I can say. Good help is hard to find. So, listeners, you're listening to Hammer Time on KQ&A on the best stations ever, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. And I tune in on the weekends when I want to go back and hear a replay on KQ&A.com. So you can connect us 24/7. Don't move. We'll be right back with our super cool guest.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. So my guest with me this morning is the beautiful Melinda Walkner. Melinda is the office manager. Office manager extraordinaire.
Sure, yes. Okay, I like perfect. That title.
Perfect.
Yes.
The diva of, and of permit pushers. And we're going to get into what permit pushers is, what you do, who they are. But I love the name, permit pushers.
Yes, we push permits as fast as we can.
You know what? Way to go, because we've got to get those permits out.
Yes,
time
ma'am.
Is money, right,
yes,
Melinda?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Okay, so I always try to share a funny joke verbally, Melinda. Sometimes they bomb.
Okay.
Sometimes they're so awesome, and my wingman, Mr. Mike Enders of Bentree Custom Homes, he doesn't even get them. They go right over his head. So here's my joke this morning.
Okay.
Okay, so sitting in a chair is a baker, a chef. He's
a
got
chef?
The hat on and the white uni, and he's reading a resume. And sitting across from him is a cupcake.
Okay.
And so he says to this cute little cupcake sitting across from him, "You're applying for waitress?" And the cupcake says, "Hostess." Because she's a hostess
cupcake.
She's a hostess cupcake.
That is cute.
Is that not cute?
That is cute. Probably just a certain generation would understand that, but yes.
So which
cute.
Generation? I got it.
Well, that's it.
Our generation?
Yes, I don't think my kids' generations would have gotten it.
Okay, Gregory, our engineer, did you get it?
I got it.
Yeah, see, our, yes.
Okay.
I've consumed a few hostess products.
Yes, a more seasoned generation,
yes.
I think, might have gotten that more than the younger.
But she's so cute, the hostess cupcake.
That's very cute.
And, you know, they're on the grocery shelves still today.
They are.
I just walk by hostess and I just smile.
Great memories.
Yes. So Melinda Wachner, the diva and the all-inspiring, organizing woman who keeps permit pushers going, right?
We all do. The team does. Yep.
Yes.
We all do our specialties. Yes.
Okay. So share with our listening audience, I love the name, permit pushers. What are you? What do you do? And why should people use permit pushers?
Well, to go back, so when it was started by Kathy Gardner 30 years ago,
yes.
So we're just celebrating our 30th anniversary
Perfect.
This year. 1994 is when she started it. And she was helping others with permits. And she's like, well, I can help them maybe a little bit better. And so she got all of the paper books because nothing was on computers back then. And she just helped people in the permit process and just really enjoyed it. And then her son came aboard. I'm not sure how far along James came aboard, but they kind of combined their efforts. He had his other business and became permit pushers as a whole, the two of them together. And we do commercial permits. We do residential permits. And really, our focus is to be that buffer between our client and the jurisdiction.
And I will say, a good buffer you are.
Thank you.
And I love James. I've not had the pleasure of meeting Kathy Gardner.
Wonderful.
We'll say hi to Miss Kathy over the airwaves.
Yes.
James is fantastic. He's like brilliant.
He is. He's brilliant.
He's down-to-earth brilliant.
And between the two of them, they just know permits.
Right.
And not just Yavapai County. We're
right.
talking all of Arizona, other states. We just finished a permit in Nevada.
Wow.
So we go all over.
So people come to you, and I can see how your business could be so helpful to the owner-builder.
Yes.
Those folks that don't work with jurisdictions day in and day out,
yes.
and they are like confused. This says I need a site plan, and this says I need a plot plan, and this says I need all of my documents bookmarked. You know, when I was a kid, the bookmarking I did was roll
right.
over the corner of the page.
Right, right. It is confusing, and every jurisdiction
is different.
And so we have custom checklists for every jurisdiction. We work with individuals at those jurisdictions so we know who to go to when there are problems. And so what we found out with general contractors or builders, there's a point of diminishing returns.
Right.
Are you really spending that extra time and bringing in more money, or is there a point in time where you need to say, I need to spend more time getting new business or helping our current clients or being with family?
Right.
We're working with one, a general contractor, and he's like, I was just tired of spending my evenings working on permits. The opposite times when the jurisdictions are working. So you have a delay of 24 hours between the time they're asking for information and he's providing the information, where our business is, that is our business. And so we work at the same hours that the jurisdictions work. They call us up. We're able to answer their questions. We're able to. Like this morning, I had someone ask for a payment. It was paid within 10 minutes, the jurisdiction, whereas the general contractor or builders were working with, it's another 24 hours.
Right. By the time they retrieve the email or look at the email and go get the bank account and send it off or have their office personnel write a check. And she's out sick, so it can't be done until the
Absolutely.
Next day. And I get it.
Yes.
So you're not only the buffer. I think that you are the orchestrator and the preventer of anguish.
Anguish. Yes. Try to reduce the anguish and the stress. I don't think we eliminate it
right.
completely, but we reduce it by quite
Perfect.
A bit.
Perfect.
Yeah,
Perfect.
We enjoy doing that and helping people out.
So this year is 30 years. I like to ask when our guests say that it's their anniversary and this party and that party. Okay, when's the party? What day? And are we having cake and ice cream?
We've actually talked about that.
Perfect.
So it would probably be more in the summertime is what we're thinking about. I'm trying to figure out the logistics. But yes, we have talked about doing something just to celebrate the 30 years of
being. That's big.
It's big. It is big. And just moving with the times and still being in business for 30 years and growing.
I know.
And growing. So that's exciting to be part of.
So cool. A summer. Gregory, we've got a summer anniversary 30-year bash coming up.
Let's get some Hostess.
Put a candle in the Hostess. Yes, sir.
Hostess it is. We'll have a little Hostess tree. That's so funny. Gosh, there was Hostess bread, Hostess cupcakes, Hostess everywhere. The Hostess truck.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What great memories.
Great memories, yes.
So you're all digital.
Yes, we're all digital. There are some jurisdictions that still aren't.
Yes, the town of Prescott Valley is one of them.
Yes, and what we do is we'll get them printed out at a printer, and then we'll get the plans or whatever is needed, the site plan, building plans, and then we'll have the courier take it over to the city of Prescott Valley. And it works out well, still there. There are other jurisdictions, like in the Valley, even Maricopa County or City of Phoenix, that you have to hand deliver. I think it's more the City of Phoenix. And we have some individuals there who work for us that will do that
Perfect.
For us.
I'm a lot of my work, too, is digital, but I still like paper copies.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a planning and zoning commissioner for the town of Prescott Valley and Yavapai County, and I get my applications and my documents online, but Melinda, I need to print them out. I need to read them, and I need to circle words and put little asterisks down.
Yes, I'm that way with a calendar. Our permit coordinator, Shannon, who does most of the, well, really all the submitting to jurisdictions, well, almost all. The city of Sedona, Kathy still does that one. But she's computer. I mean, she knows her computer backwards and forwards. So she has that one, like the back of her hand. She loves the computer and gets that done fast.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I still like my little papers.
My calendar's paper. I got to do a calendar. That's paper.
I have paper calendar on my desk, too. Miss Melinda, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to chat more and find out a little bit about you. How you landed here and what you love about your job and your family and if you have a bowl full of fish or goats or dogs. But listeners, we'll be right back. Our guest with us this morning is the lovely Melinda Walkner. She is the woman extraordinaire for permit pushers. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Hammer Time, the talk show of all talk shows. I love what we do. Miss Melinda, we've been doing this like for a gazillion years, I think 14 or 15 years.
Wow.
Every Monday.
That's great. Good for you.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
So we've learned how to jibber-jabber and talk a lot. So you've been with Permit Pushers for almost 2 years, a little over a year and a half, 2 years. What did you do before Permit Pushers?
So I actually helped manage a lab, a skincare manufacturing lab, for 22 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So for a while. And there was a point in time. So I was part, that was a mom-and-pop company. And so just being part of that family-run company, I knew that's where I wanted to be moving forward. And there was a point in time, 22 years, I resigned from my position, but my husband and I wanted to move from the Phoenix area, which is where we're from, Tempe, to someplace more quiet. So that's why we moved up to Prescott.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And looking for another job and went on Indeed, and Permit Pushers was looking for an office manager. And it's an office manager, but I found out it's also almost like a project manager as well, which I absolutely love. That is my wheelhouse. So it worked out perfectly. It's a family-run business, which I adore. And it was a growing business, even though it's been around 30 years. It's still just a growing business. And I love being part of that growth. I love the being able to be fluid as far as if we need to change something. They'll listen to our ideas, all of our ideas, and then they were like, yes, let's do it. Let's change this. Let's move to this. Let's try this. And so I love that, to be able to work with a company that's not just set in their ways.
I know.
It's just fantastic. Kathy and James are just great business owners, leaders, employers.
Now, James also represents applicants for zoning changes.
Yes, yes, ma'am. So we have, he's been doing that for a very long time. Just recently, we've had a lot more individuals come to us that need help in that area. We've also hired a couple of part-time planners to help. So he's not just run, you know, like, run too thin, you know, as far as he has some time to be able to do other things that he's working on. So that's been great as well. So we have a really good staff to help him so he's not wearing thin as far as going to all the meetings if he can't do it. But yes, he does. He helps with the change of use permits, doing the rezoning, and that's
and
been great.
And those can be dicey. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, there's so many different avenues to touch.
Yes.
And then to take that package before planning and zoning commissioners and board of supervisors and mayor and council, you have to know how to express yourself and the use and the project. So
yes.
Good for James.
And he's part of the process from the very beginning. So he's not given these projects midway.
Right.
So he's part of the dialogue with the client from the very beginning to understand what their desires are and to really direct them to what's plausible, being accepted and being approved, and letting them know ahead of time what to expect. Nothing's a guarantee,
right.
But if you try it this way,
right. This
may be a better option. So he's very well versed in that.
I like him a lot. He came to Carrie
Holmes,
her retirement party.
Yes.
Last week. I saw him there for a few minutes.
Yes.
And then I turned around to go hug his neck, and he had
he
to go
vanished.
Do something. He
yes.
vanished. So her retirement party was so well received, and we're going to miss that woman like crazy.
I'm so glad to hear that.
It was just a terrific gathering.
That's fantastic.
Now, do you talk to your clients via phone, or do you get to interface with them personally, or is everything over email?
Most everything's digital. We'll do, if it's face-to-face, we'll do a Zoom or a Google Meets, and we do a lot that way, especially if it's a bigger team. You know, we have a big team. Maybe our clients have a bigger team. We're working with some bigger development projects, a lot of different hands working on it. So just making, if we all need to be on the same page, we'll have a Google Meets meeting or a Zoom meeting. Otherwise, it's phone and email.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works out well.
I kind of like the phone and the email and the in-person and the Google Meets and the WebEx.
So many different options
now. Gosh,
it's fantastic.
Zoom, I know.
It's fantastic.
Remember years ago, we didn't have any of that. How did we do what we did, I wonder?
Just phone.
Yeah, it was all phone.
Just phone, yep. I remember when we just started email in our business, and that was a big deal. You know, with the dial-up.
Yes,
and
I know.
I just dated myself as well. But that's okay. I'm proud of that generation.
And you know what? I love our generation.
Yes,
I do too. When I look at where we've come from and the generation nowadays, and it's like I shake my head sometimes. So do you have children?
I do. I have 3 adult children.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And 3 grandchildren.
Oh, congratulations, Grammy.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. So our eldest, Jesse, is married to Brett, and they have gave us our three beautiful grandchildren, 3 of them. And then Grayson is 23, and then our son Ryan will be 21 in March.
Do they live here, or they're scattered throughout the state?
Our son Grayson lives with us, which is great.
Okay, perfect.
Just a wonderful artist. Jessica and Brett are in Page, Arizona. He's going to medical school and finishing
up.
So they'll do their residency maybe in Idaho. They're not sure yet. And then Ryan is finishing up his junior year at NAU.
Wow, NAU. Yeah. So he wants to do what?
I always have to pause because it's too smart for me. It's astronomy, but I don't know what kind. It's just, he tells me, I'm like, okay, you're already past me. He's super smart, and Grayson is super artistic, and then Jessica is, she works on software and coding, and she takes care of her three children from home. It's just amazing. My children are just incredible. My husband and I are just super proud of all three of them.
You should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So astronomy, I mean, that's the sun and the moon and the stars, right? And the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper and yes?
Yeah, he likes to study space. And then he's working on a laser. I believe there's only two in the entire world. And he's working on the one in NAU. So I don't know. He tells me about it. I'm like, that sounds really cool. I don't know what you just told me, but
it sounds
fantastic.
Cool,
yes.
I'm proud of you.
That's right. That's right.
Mom, come outside. Look at this. Okay, I get it. So that's does he have a room full of telescopes?
Telescopes and just all the fun whiteboards, and he does problems on the whiteboard, and it's just really great to see him thrive. All three of them thrive in their specialty.
Perfect. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Mom.
Oh,
thank
so proud
you.
Of you. It's a team effort, that's for sure.
How about animals?
We have a dog, Murphy. She's 16, a little beagle. So,
oh, hi, Murph.
Yeah, super sweet. And that's the only animal. I would love chickens, but we live in a neighborhood, so that's frowned upon.
Now, Prescott Valley passed a chicken ordinance.
Oh, maybe I should look into that and see.
Can have chickens. Can't have a rooster, but you can have chickens.
Have chickens, yes.
Now, somebody down in Prescott Valley does have a rooster.
Uh-oh.
And I love when I walk out. You can hear him crow in the early mornings,
yes.
And it's so cool. It just makes me smile.
That is fun. I just would love to collect my own eggs because we have a garden. Our backyard's a garden, so I do vegetables and cut flowers, and so I start them all from seed, and it's just really fun to be in the back.
So, yes, you do need chickens.
I do. I have all this extra, things I need to throw to the chickens so they can eat it.
Perfect, and you can have your own eggs.
That's right. So, got to work on that.
Okay.
But for now, it's just perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking about the value-added resource for permit pushers and why your phone should ring like crazy.
Sounds good.
Listeners, you're listening to Hammer Time on KQ&A. Don't move. Miss Melinda and me will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Happy weekend. So, Miss Melinda, we air Saturday and Sunday morning at 7. So,
fantastic.
I always tell our listeners, hey, if today's Saturday, you can catch us again tomorrow on Sunday. You can hear us twice. Or if you missed us today or had to leave early or tuned in late, catch the rest of our show tomorrow on Sunday. So we give them, Mike always says, double the pleasure. We get them. They get us twice.
That's right. Absolutely.
So permit pushers, just for clarification, you don't have what they call a bat channel, a back door to getting things done or accomplishing permits in a much faster fashion. You have the team of professionals that know how to solve a problem or answer a question. Is that correct?
That is correct. So I think when they see that we expedite permits, initially the question is, do you have a special way to get your permits done faster? And what it is, it's our team is there to answer the questions immediately or within, a few minutes or maybe an hour, but we're there to answer questions. If we don't have an answer, we know who to go to ask the questions and get answers. The other thing that really speeds up the process, what we found, is if we're not getting anywhere with the jurisdiction, meaning they have a question that we're not able or we're not understanding, let's say, we know who to go to someone else in the jurisdictions to maybe get a better clarification and an answer. And that's what we do during the day. Well, where others might be working on a home, that's our job to be at the computer answering questions, talking to the jurisdiction, and that's what expedites the process. It's as if you're building a home, and I can say, well, I can build a home. Well, how much longer is it going to take me to build a home than an expert who's done it and knows the process? So we know the process.
So you are the experts that know the process.
I would like to say so. And I know people have been doing permits for years, you know, contractors or builders, they've been doing it. But again, it's that diminishing returns. Where are you at that point?
And even though they've been doing permits for years, part of the challenge and maybe some of the delays are more engineering requirements, more code changes, more jurisdictional layers of paperwork. And I've seen it change over the years.
Absolutely. So, it's been changing a lot.
Yes.
And I'm sure you definitely have
seen it.
You and Kathy and James too, but really to see the changes throughout the years. And it will change again. Even the processes with the city of Prescott, just with the bookmarking, as you were saying. And people, they actually sometimes might refer some to us just to help with the putting the package together, because it just takes time.
It takes time.
Architects coming to us because they are brilliant in what they do, but it's just a difficult process. It really is.
It is. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. And some of our contractors with their cell phones or their computer equipment where they don't have the proper files and applications, so their downloads don't work and they don't know how to send in the proper PDF file. So we hear all these stories, but thank goodness for permit pushers, because you could do it with your eyes closed.
almost. We might push the wrong button, but Shannon could be our permit coordinator maybe. But she's worked with the city of Prescott for a while now.
They're all good.
They're really good. And it's just getting that process in place that works. And the nice thing, too, because we are a family-run business, we can, if someone comes to us, let's say a builder, and they say, I want you to work directly with me, not my client, fine, we can do that.
You can do that.
Or if the builder comes to me and is like, I want no part of this.
Right.
You work directly with the client, and then, or his their client, and then I'll give you the paperwork. Fine, we can do that. So we can tweak the process, whatever they want, which is really nice as well.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how many emails do you go through a day?
Oh, my goodness. So it makes me happy if I get to the emails in the morning and I have 50 unread. So probably emails back and forth, a few hundred, probably just back and forth.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Just to organize. But that's what I love. See, that's my wheelhouse, is organizing all of those emails and the calls and then working with her.
Okay, so question. When you have a client and you've prepared the submittal paperwork and you've processed it, whether it's you or Shannon or James or Kathy, somebody has hit that submit button. Do you keep that file at your fingertips should an email come through or a phone call and you can backtrack to that?
Yep. So we have a portal that we use for tracking projects, just kind of the main information in front of us. Then we have a job folder, which includes all those documents.
Okay.
So the documents we submitted, the documents we received from the engineers or whomever. So we can refer to both. We also have the jurisdiction where we submitted it, the permit number if that's available, the parcel number. So what Shannon does primarily, well, she does so much, but what she does during the week also is she'll follow up with the jurisdictions to ask where we're at. If she sees a review that's stalled, that's another thing that we do to help keep permits going.
Boy, that's awesome.
She'll reach out to the whomever is reviewing it. Why is this stalled? Did we miss something? Or, you know, what's going on? And a lot of times, most of the time, that kind of jump starts it again, and it's in front of us. So we do, we have weekly meetings. We review every single project during our weekly meeting. So every single permit we work on, we review it, whether it's in review or something that we need to do to file corrections or whatever the case may be, we have our fingers on every permit and project we're working on every week.
So you're really not also the submittal end to help owner, builders, contractors. You're really helping the city. You're a set of eyes for the city and the jurisdictions because you have access to the permit portal where if you see it didn't remove, it was supposed to be out of Public Works review 5 days ago and it's still in the queue. You're the helpful Hannah. You can say,
yes.
Hey, what's happened?
What's happened? That happens quite often, actually.
It does, yes.
And then, or a payment. We've paid a fee, let's say, and the fee's not removed. Oh, you know, why isn't the fee removed? Oh, we'll remove that. And they are so busy. So nothing against any of
Correct.
The jurisdictions. But you're right. It's just another set of eyes. We're a team effort. So between the jurisdictions and us,
wow,
we
amazing.
Get things moving. And it's really been a great relationship.
It is.
They've all been fantastic, no matter what jurisdiction.
We have some wonderful, in fact, we didn't have some. They are all indeed glorious and wonderful jurisdictions.
Yes.
They all work so hard. They're doing tons of processing.
Yes, I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine.
No,
I can't imagine.
I can't.
And I just kudos to the permitting jurisdictions and their staff and team because they work hard. They deserve an A+.
I agree. And they don't get, I think,
the respect, let's just put it that way, that they should. So, permitting jurisdictions, you're hearing it right here on air through the universe. Melinda Wachner of Permit Pushers with James and Kathy. And Sonia?
We have Shannon and Sedona.
Yes, mm-hmm. Shannon and Sedona. And YCCA, I want you to know, we all love you.
Yes.
From the town of Prescott Valley to the city of Prescott to Yavapai County, we love you.
Yes, we do. We do.
So, I have to take another break. The engineer, look at him, Melinda.
He's ready to go.
He is ready
to go.
He's ready to cut my airwaves off. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, listeners, thanks for hanging with Melinda Wachner and me this morning on Hammer Time. Melinda with Permit Pushers. James Gardner couldn't make it with us this morning. So, James, we love you. We missed you, and we'll catch you on the flip side, as they say. So, Permit Pushers, I never knew you existed. That is the weirdest thing.
Yes, and a lot of people don't. We just started advertising more. We have been word of mouth this whole entire time, which is the company I used to work with. That's how we grew, is word of mouth.
Right.
And you get to a point, it's like, let's just start advertising because people have been utilizing our services, enjoying them,
right,
and getting their own business has been more productive. Let's make it more available, or at least for people to realize that we are here,
right,
and we can help. But I get those calls every week. I didn't know you all were here.
Know.
I'm so thankful you're here. I wish I would have known earlier, but we're trying to change that around.
And I didn't know until I ran into James, and it's like, Permit Pushers, what?
That's right.
James, okay. So now I know you're here, and boy, we're going to send you out through the airwaves because so many people need your help. So many people.
Yes, and we realize that, and we're here to help. And again, we can customize how we help. We can help as little, I shouldn't say as little or as much, but we would just communicate with whomever needs help, see how we can help them. They can always ask me. They can always send us an email. We have our website, permitpushers.com. They can contact me that way, let us know what they're looking for, and we'll just share with them what we can do for them.
Now, I'm sure you have a menu, and we don't need to go over those on air, but a menu of prices for the processes that you serve.
So
right?
We have commercial and residential
Perfect.
Permits that we do, both of them. If they go on our website, they'll see the companies we've worked with as well. Each jurisdiction might have a different price
as far as our
services because of complicated or what the time we need to put into those, as well as the jurisdiction has their fees. So how we work is we collect those fees ahead of time. We will pay those jurisdiction fees on their behalf. So again, they don't even have to pay the jurisdiction. They just work with us. And then we will take care of all that. Once a permit's issued, then we send them all the issued permits, documents, whatever the case may be. We will send it off to them. So they don't even have to do that. They don't have to go onto the portal to get all the documents. We would send those to them.
So then if they're an owner builder, there's their complete permit package that they have.
Yes.
They can put it in their little cupboard, and there it is.
Yep, there it is. So they don't need to go in the portal. If they don't want to, they can. You know, we have a lot of people that will check as well.
And I know. The portal's kind of cool.
Yes. All the portals are really great. And I have to say, working throughout the whole state, I really enjoy Yavapai's portal. I just want to say that off the top.
Citizens serve. Yes.
Yes. They do a very good job. But we do all the, you know, we work with all the jurisdictions.
So now do you, Yavapai County, how about environmental permits and septic? You do all of that as well?
Yes, we do. So site investigation, septic permits, conventional as well as alternative or alternate septics, commercial as well with the septics,
oh,
and then the building permits, zoning permits. Access permits, grading permits. You know, I'm trying to think of all of them off the top of my head. If you're not sure, just ask us and I'll let you know.
Man, you do it all.
Yeah.
You could say, homeowners, builders, anybody out there listening, you need permit pushers. They will make you stress-free.
Definitely less stress. Yes, definitely less stress.
Less stress.
Anxiety, definitely. And we really and truly, we are, since we work really well, the group that we have now, the team that we have now, have worked together at least a year and a half together. I mean, longer than that for some of us, but at least a year and a half, so we know who's doing what. And it just makes it a very seamless, if I'm all about systems being seamless and efficient, which I know the builders also
are
much about that. And so we look at permits that way. How can we make it more efficient? What can we do to reduce the time? What can we do to speed up our time and help the clients with the information and make that process easy? Because if you send them all the codes or all of the requirements, that can be confusing for a lot of people.
I know.
So that's what we try to do. We streamline those checklists to make it more user-friendly as well.
So do you have a bank of architects and draftsmen, draft women that you work with that submit plans for you?
We do for site plans and plot plans, not for building plans.
Okay.
So, but what we also have is a resource list of people in the area that might be able to help, you know, with some sort of building plans. And so I just like to reach out to anyone who wants to be on that resource list. It's not necessarily someone that we have worked with in the past, but if they're interested, they can always just reach out to us and see what that's like.
So do you look at your emails 24/7, or do you only look at them from 7 to 5:30?
I have learned from my previous career, I have to shut off that the phone and not have my actually emails on my phone, because I used to work 24/7, and there's a point in time where it's like, that's not benefiting anybody. So I'll work after hours. We have a team that works on the weekends, you know, just to catch up, because we do have a heart for the people, our clients.
I know, yes.
We want to help them out, and especially when we work with an end user, let's say. This is the first time they've ever gone through a permitting process. They didn't know what to expect. So we really try to hold their hand through the process. And if the builder contractors have questions for us, we're there to answer. If it's over the weekend, we'll answer first thing on Monday.
Perfect.
We have a great team that does that.
Way to go. You know, I think that we all need to stay connected the best we can. And customer service is the name of the game.
It is. It always has been. And I don't know if it fell out of being popular. I'm not sure. But I feel like everyone's coming back to that. It is so important.
It is. I think they're getting the drift of why you should return a phone call or answer an email.
Yes.
None of us are perfect. I miss some of mine. But I try to catch them, and sometimes I return phone calls at 7 o'clock at night. I mean,
yes.
You have to do what you have to do.
Yeah. Every now and then, they'll get an email from me about 10 o'clock at night or 11 at night. If I'm behind, I know I'm behind.
And we have to do what we do.
Absolutely. And we all have that thought process on our team, which is really fantastic.
So do you think that's our generation again shining through?
I think so. I think it might be, actually. Although, I have to say, Sedona, our admin assistants, and my children's generation, and she is so fantastic. I mean, that generation is fantastic as well. It's just they look at life differently, which I applaud.
Yes.
But just so great at helping people. And yeah, we just have a really good team. No matter what generation, they're all in different generations, and it's just fantastic team all together.
So how many team members total?
So full-time, 5.
Okay.
And then we have 4 part-time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's quite a few.
Yeah, we
do. And they'll all be at the 30th anniversary bash.
We hope so. We hope so.
Oh, good. We're going to have hostess engineer. We're having hostess cupcakes.
And you'll get one with sprinkles and a candle on top just for you, Sandy.
So, Miss Melinda, share your website and email.
It's permitpushers.com is the website, and pushers is plural. The email is info@permitpushers.com, and I get those emails.
Perfect. They come right to you.
Come right to me, and phone number is 928-821-0204, and I get those calls too. Just leave a message if I can't get to your call. I had 3 people calling at the same time today, so it's not that, again, like you were saying, you can't get back. It's just I have 3 people calling at the same time. I just can't get to them, so please leave a message if I can't get to your call.
Perfect. So what else do you want to share about Permit Pushers before we come back to wrap up our show?
I think you just really talked about the customer service, which I haven't really shared. And it really is, it's a smaller company. We're all on the same page, even though we have our different specialties. And we just work well together for our customer. That is
the end.
I mean, they are the most important, whether they're builder, owner or a contractor or a dealership or an end user, they all have the same priority.
You know, and all of those people, yes, they do. And Melinda, they're all the lifeblood of our existence.
They are. And they have to deal with a lot. And so if we can make this process easier, more streamlined, more efficient, more kind, then that's what we'll do.
Success, absolutely. Yes. So listeners, Melinda Wachner with Permit Pushers and me, Miss Sandy, will be right back to wrap up our show.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Miss Melinda, what a great program. I am so grateful that you were with us this morning to share Permit Pushers to the universe.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It really was really fun.
Thank you. So, listeners, anybody out there, if you know of someone that needs help with a permit, any sort of permit, call Permit Pushers. Melinda, share your number again.
It's 928-821-0204.
And your website is permitpushers.com.
And you can find a lot of information on the website.
And pushers is plural.
Yes, ma'am.
So, listeners, thank you for hanging with Melinda and me this morning for an hour of excitement. We love bringing you Hammer Time. We've had some great shows through the years. And we have a lot of listeners. I say I have groupies.
Oh, I bet you do. I would not be surprised. You have one more now. Oh,
yay. So, listeners, tune in. We love you. Have a great weekend.
Hammer Time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.